It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Pleased to be joined in studio this weekend by Tuolumne County Economic Development Authority Director Larry Cope. Larry, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me this morning.
It's been a while since we've had you in studio. The first thing I want to ask you about is just business happenings in general. What can you tell us about what's been kind of happening out on the street?
Okay, well, most recently, of course, everyone knows about the project that's been going on at the Junction Shopping Center. The old McDonald's was tore down, and that's going to be replaced with a Starbucks. And then in the old Starbucks location next to Roundtable Pizza in Wells Fargo will be Strings, which is a restaurant chain of, I believe, about 29 different locations throughout the Central Valley. So that's probably the most visual that people have seen. And in fact, I believe you guys have done an earlier story on that. In addition to that, we have a national tenant that's going to soon announce in the city of Sonora. It's still under wraps for right now. We're going to allow the national individual to do their own press release, but we hope to have that here fairly soon. The papers were actually just signed this week for them to come in. We can't really announce kind of where the location will be, but I can tell you it will be inside the city of Sonora. But then also we've got somebody to go in to the old yogurt location next to Staples and Safeway in that area. So that space will be filled here soon. In addition to that, since my last show, 81, the coffee shop and bakery downtown has opened up. And so I encourage people to check that out while they're checking out all the other great stores and activities that they can do in downtown Sonora. So there's a number of different things going on throughout the community here in Sonora. There are some projects coming forward in Jamestown. Groveland, which we'll talk a little bit later, has had some challenges with some recent flooding. So right now, a number of projects that we're working on there are currently on hold. But I think there's some really good business activity out there. There's investments being made and jobs being created.
Yes, yeah, positive news to hear that things are kind of picking up.
We've been very happy about this, and we hope the trend continues.
You know, you mentioned the Groveland community. What can you tell us at this point in regards to the storm damage that occurred recently?
Well, we've been able to make a quick assessment. Data is still coming in on the amount of damage, all parties that were affected. There was a substantial downpour of rain that overloaded the systems in that area. And so it affected not only business owners, but also county-owned buildings, state-owned infrastructure, and even San Francisco Public Utilities Commission assets that they have in that region. And so with that, we're assessing it right now. We had a meeting on Monday. There was a number of people from the county, including our sheriff, head of emergency management, myself, plus I brought some of our partners down, Motherlode Job Training, the Small Business Development Center, and some of our consultants tied to that. There are also some of our same consultants that are doing the outreach programs, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But we had a number of individuals all meet together at the Hotel Charlotte and was able to get a quick assessment of businesses that have been affected. Right now, those businesses are getting me the data that I need to be able to file for an SBA disaster assistance program. Unfortunately, it's not any kind of grants or anything, but it is low interest loans. We were able to go for one of these right after the Rim Fire. And we're able to actually have a couple of businesses that could use those loan dollars. And it helped them dig themselves out of a hole, plus renovate and fix the facility that was damaged. So that's what we're hoping on this round, is that we're able to get some of these low-interest loans from SBA to help our businesses out in the Groveland area, in addition to the other services that we already pay for, which is Small Business Development Center consulting, helping these business owners rebuild their business, trying to help them grow their business after suffering this damage and this loss of business and, really a loss to the community.
So if you're a business owner and you've been impacted but haven't yet gotten contacted or attended that meeting that you mentioned, so that they contact your office directly?
Both myself at my office and the management at the Groveland Chamber of Commerce have the forms. We've also tried to push it out via Facebook, their website, email blast, so on and so forth. But if for some reason you don't have access to any of those, I ask you to give me a call at our office. The phone number is 209-989-4058, and we'll make sure to get you one of those forms. We can either email it to you, fax it to you, or we can have it picked up, or we can get it to you in some form. But we do want to hear from you because we want to help you through this situation.
When we talk economic development, a lot of times the terms that come up are attraction and retention, two different things that I know you focus on quite a bit. On the attraction side right now, what are the things that are keeping you busy?
Well, a number of things. This is really our first full quarter of really focusing primarily in attraction, you know, doing more than 50% of our time on attraction. So we've actually been working a lot with our regional brokers. We've also been working with some of my contacts that I had in the Bay Area. I've been cultivating over the past couple of years from my days of working in the Bay Area. In addition to that, we've been attending a number of different trade shows, things like the Natural Products Expo, which I think a number of companies there would be a perfect fit into the Tuolumne County economy. We've also attended the Game Developers Conference here just a few weeks ago, looking for tech individuals who want to move out here because of quality of life, because they can really be anywhere, because they operate via broadband, via software, via computers. They don't have to necessarily be tied to the Bay Area. But we also attended the medical device manufacturers, Westpac, plastic show down in Anaheim, also to attract similar companies to what we have up here already. We're not looking for the gigantic multinational type businesses there. We're looking for the more family-based, closely held type of companies that we have here already in companies like MMI Sonora and Kinematic Automation.
Did I see, too, you were at a Google Launchpad event recently?
Yes, we actually have a monthly visit to the Bay Area along with visiting other companies while we're there. We actually are part of a group called Society 3, and they actually do pitch events. Pitch event, for those that don't know, is an opportunity for companies, generally between 7 to 9 of them, to pitch their ideas in front of investors. So in this room, you generally have anywhere from 50 to 100 individuals. Of that group, maybe 5 to 8 of them, sometimes 10, are investors, somebody looking to invest in an opportunity, somebody that's got the new way of doing an app, a new way of running a business, a new concept. And so these individuals pitch, and they have an opportunity to, one, win prizes. And we actually provide one of the prizes in partnership with Black Oak Casino Resort. We actually invite them to come out. They get an overnight stay and dinner at the Black Oak Resort as the kind of one of the top prizes that they get. Prizes that they get are free attorney advice, so on and so forth, from some of the other sponsors. And those goes to the top winners. But the key thing is that these individuals get to present in front of individuals who have money to invest into their company. So think of it as a version of Shark Tank, but not televised. And this happens at least once a month in the Bay Area. And we partnered with them about 4 years ago. And our participation has been growing a lot over this last year. And we've had a chance to talk to some very unique companies and introduce them to our community. And hopefully, out of some of those companies we introduce to our community, we'll attract them here.
Trying to get companies from the Bay Area to Tuolumne County, what are kind of the main selling points that you would use to try to attract different people here?
Well, the three key ones, of course, is our location. Of course, is, you know, where we are located when it comes to quality of life issues. Yosemite National Park, the forests that we have around us, the quality of life we have. So that's one a key aspect. The second one is price point. We are very much more affordable, I guess I would say, to a company and or to their employees than the Bay Area is. I mean, right now, Bay Area apartments are going anywhere from about $4,000 to $8,000 a month, and that's for an average apartment. You know, this is not something that's a deluxe, you know, overlooking the bay or something like this. These are standard homes. These are standard apartments. And so at $4,000 to $8,000 a month, you could buy some pretty impressive or rent some pretty impressive residences here in Tuolumne County. And so there's an opportunity to take those businesses, bring them here, and they be able to operate more efficiently, but also operate where they're not burning through their capital as quickly as they could bring employees in, which would bring in high-wage jobs for us, but they also would not have to pay as high a wage as they would if they were in the Bay Area, because the employees that are here don't have to pay that $4,000 to $8,000 a month for a lease. So, you know, we can get really nice apartments here in the community for $1,500 a month, for $1,600 a month. So there's this price point that's a very positive thing for individuals looking to move out of the Bay Area or even Los Angeles.
Sometimes when I go to the Bay Area, I'm surprised at how many times people won't know where Sonora is when I engage in conversation with different people. Is it difficult at all to just let them know we're here and all the things we have to offer?
It is. I mean, the thing is that a lot of people live in the Bay Area because they want to live in the Bay Area. They are city dwellers. They like the city, and they want to be able to walk two blocks over and be at a Trader Joe's, or they want to, you know, they want to walk down the street and have 30 restaurants to choose from. Those aren't the type of individuals that we're aiming for. We're aiming for that 5 to 10% of the population that really love the outdoors, the ones that really are focused on, if I had all the money in the world, I would be X. And we're trying to be that X to that 5 to 10% of the people. And the reason why is that there's no use trying to convince and change the minds of individuals who really just want to live in the city. We're trying to find those that really love the qualities that Tuolumne County has. And so the key thing is matching those up. The problem is people aren't walking around the Bay Area or LA with signs on saying, I want to move to Mother Nature. So you have to go through a lot of people to find those individuals who are very interested in moving out here. And then you have to make the case that it makes sense to move out here for their business and for themselves individually. And that doesn't happen overnight. That takes a lot of data. It takes a lot of time, and it takes a lot of discussions back and forth. It's just not something you wave a magic wand and it happens. And so that's why attraction is really a long game.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking economic development on this weekend's Motherlode Views with Tuolumne County Economic Development Authority Director Larry Cope. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll be back with our second segment in just a minute.